I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. I honestly do not care for bacon. Hey everyone, couple of live show announcements. If you're in Melbourne on the 13th/14th of December, hate sleep but love Star Wars, Dusha, Jackson and good friend Adam will be joining Steel Saunders and a whole heap of special guests for a 2:30 a.m. live reaction podcast of Steel Wars. So if you want to watch the new Star Wars, then listen to a bunch of dickheads chat about what you all just saw, just head on over to sanspantsradio.com/live and follow the links. And while you're there, why not grab your ticket to the Movie Maintenance live show? It's on Sunday, Arvo at 3. Tickets are $5 or free to all Sans Pants Plus members. I'll be there, so come say hi. Lastly, we have a bunch of shows coming up all over this great southern land, and the best way to find out about them is to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, subscribe to our brand new newsletter, or constantly check our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. We have a new banner now. You can check that out. I think it looks pretty cool.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Now, Rides, tell us what happened.
So, last time we were here, I was really tired. Like, I think I had like 2 or 3 hours sleep, and then I went to school, and then we had to come here. And on the way home, I'm writing down a business for next time, which is what I do if I ever like think of it. I've got like in my notes, and it's Workshop Wonderland is what I wrote down, but I don't remember what it is at all. I have no idea.
So I thought it'd be fun today if we all went around and tried to figure out what Workshop Wonderland might mean. What are you thinking?
Well,
then?
I thought maybe. It's not this. I know for a fact it's not this. But the closest thing I could think of is like a weird convention type thing where anyone can go and charge like $5 a head to listen to them tell you how to build a birdhouse or...
Okay, so like a big convention center and I'm like, I want to just see what I can learn.
Yeah, and so you I can pay just $5 go to everyday people and...
Learn a skill.
Because everybody's got a skill. Yeah. Everybody's got a skill.
But it wasn't that. it was close, but
that's not quite it.
No. Yeah.
What skill do you reckon you could show off if you're there as a teacher, as somebody teaching?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyone.
The teacher.
Yeah. You are a teacher. So.
Well, maybe I could show classroom management.
Right. I feel like, how much time do you reckon you're allotted for like...
Half an hour.
You're going to teach classroom management in half an hour?
How to take care of the rowdy kid.
Yep.
He's giving you grief.
What do you do?
But is anyone going to go to this and be like...
Well, this is what you don't know as yet, do you?
Mm. What?
Who's looking for that skill? So you've got to...
Well, sad. That means that there's like 100... people say, all gone there thinking, yeah, I'm going to be awesome. And like, if no one comes who wants their
skill,
they're just sitting there all sad on their own.
No one wants your skill.
Poor old Joe trying to tell 2 people about boats.
I know, how sad. People are walking around with like the map of the convention and they're like, oh, there's a guy doing birdhouses. That guy's teaching you how to ski. But, nah.
Imagine if like you had 2 people and then 1 leaves halfway through. Would you finish it?
Yeah, well, you have to. You have to look after the people, you know. Like, but there's lots of little skills that people could have.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think if there's like a little thing I know that I could teach in half an hour. Yeah. There's like boring stuff. I could teach you how to use some like stuff on Word, maybe. You know?
What about...
I think I couldn't teach anything, but I could explain a lot of things.
Well, that's good. Mm. Yeah, that's just as good. Because it kind of sounds like... It does sound like a bit of a wonderland. I like, really like that idea of being like $5. There's 100 people here teaching different things. Let's go learn something cool. Just like a little skill, you know?
And you're only allowed, what are you allowed, 30 minutes or something to learn the skill?
30 minutes is for
That's it. Class. So in an hour and a half, you could go and learn 3 skills.
Yeah.
And just walk around the convention and just decide what they are at the time.
Yeah, if you're spending the whole day there, you're like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to spend the next half hour learning how to make a birdhouse. And then you just know.
And it could be anything. Like, I think of someone who's got, like, matchbox tricks.
Yeah,
with matches, you know, how to build little things out of matches.
Oh, they'd all be magic people.
There'd be so many magicians there.
Yeah, there'd be lots of magicians.
And the young magicians. Yeah. Young magicians are the worst.
They are, though.
Like 22-year-old magicians that go to South Bank and perform in front of all the yuppies.
You know what's weird about those magicians is that they're always in great shape. And
they always have no shoes on.
Yeah, no shoes and no shirts.
Because they do a lot of juggling and jumping around.
Yeah, but I never give them money. Yeah. Me and Aaron sometimes used to go there after he'd finished work. We'd go and watch them all and we never gave money.
I saw one the other day, right, and he was doing this trick where he was doing a headstand on a stepladder.
Yeah.
But part of it was that he had somebody from the audience hold the stepladder. And I was thinking, what if that audience member just pulled the stepladder out and killed the guy? Does he go to jail? What? So, like, the guy's, like, on a stepladder, and he's like, you need to hold the stepladder still, because if I lose my balance, I will fall and die.
Yes.
But if I was the person from the audience, and I just, shifted the ladder...
Yeah, you're in trouble.
But, like, is that murder? Because I'm like, I don't know. He didn't tell me. I didn't have proper instructions.
Yeah, I know, but what's your intent?
Yeah, you pulled the ladder out.
My intent was murder. I'm just curious about that.
You hated that magician. You hated it.
If someone says, hold this knife, but don't stab me, and you stab them, that's murder.
Yeah. I must have been a woeful magician.
I just wondered if it was the kind of thing where that's a good, like, oh, I got him, but like, nobody ever knows because it just looked like negligence.
What's your defense were in court? So, Jackson Bailey, what was your motive for pulling out the ladder?
I slipped. Oops. Anyway, it was just a thought. There would be a lot of magicians there, absolutely.
Yes.
But it'd be kind of cool to be like, I came away knowing how to make a birdhouse, how to do this one card trick, and how a speedboat motor works. Yeah.
what about a really good guitarist that teaches you like 2 riffs or something?
Yeah.
But the thing about that, and I didn't really think about this, is that you'd need equipment.
Yeah, that's true.
Like everyone would need their own guitar.
Yeah.
No, he'll supply. Like, if he's got 5 guitars. He's like, right, pick up a guitar.
What if 30 people come?
What?
What if 30 people come, she said.
Well, I'll get to wait for next session.
Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, well,
it's only half an hour. You can wait.
Yeah, walk up the aisle, see what you want, and then come back.
Like, if you go to a convention, like, I was at Saxbo recently, and there were people that were there for, like, 4 hours. Yeah. And nothing's happening at Saxbo.
No.
It's just dildos.
But not
like,
learning any skill there.
No. But if you're going... And you're like, 4 hours, that's 8 skills.
Yes.
That's great. And if you're happy to be like, oh, there's the guitar guy. Look, he's only got 5 guitars, but I'll put my name down. So in half an hour, I'll come back. And in that half an hour, I'll learn, I don't know, how a hang glider works.
Oh, how to tie some knots.
Sweet.
What about knot tie?
Exactly.
I want obscure, like train spotting.
Yeah.
Train spotting.
The different trains.
Yeah.
Great.
But there's no trains there.
No, but they'll have a book.
Like a picture of the trains that they've taken photos of.
Yeah.
They're like, this train?
Yeah.
Like,
and the
great.
Best stations to go to.
Yeah.
How to do dreadlocks.
Yeah, fuck. How great.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Hey, here's how to shave a man. Sweet. Yeah. Great.
What would you teach?
I still don't know. I don't
know
if I
have skills, Jack. You've got what are you naturally good at?
I don't have many. I'm lacking. I could teach you how to edit, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do a somersault. I can do that.
Does it have to be a skill?
No.
Is it just a little lecture?
Anything you can teach someone.
Like you could just give a little lecture about weird Quartian times. So.
Yeah, that's true. I could be like, hey, let's talk about Sasquatches for half an hour.
Yeah.
Do you want to know about Sasquatches? And people come away and then the next group come in. I'm like, well, here we go.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good. What would you do, hon?
I don't know.
It's surprisingly hard.
Like, yeah, like I don't know what skills I have.
Yeah.
You can cook something.
Yeah.
I think I'd
not
cook.
A very good cook. Yeah, you could cook.
Oh, I teach someone how to make like a really good toasty or something.
Yeah. And that's great because like you
then
pay,
they get a feed.
Yeah, exactly. $5 entry and then whoop, there's a toasty.
That's how would I go with algebra?
How many people are going to come to your, like, how many people 30... are like, oh, so we got the guys teaching hang gliding. The guy's teaching me guitar. This guy's making toasties. Algebra.
30-minute algebra.
Beth, James, right here. Come here. 30-minute algebra. I think it's amazing. I'm trying, like, because there are those small skills that are more like tricks than anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Zammit knows how to do a card trick, which is a great, like, it's just you know, like a classic card, magic card trick. But he knows that and, like, maybe one other thing. But that's cool that he knows that.
Yeah, and so, it would be fun to learn it. And
yeah.
Now you know it.
Now you know it. There you go. That's just like one whoop, pass that information along. Yeah, and now really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm into it. Yes. I hope that's what Workshop Wonderland meant.
Yeah, it wasn't that. similar, but I think it was...
That's a great idea, though.
Yeah, it's really good. It's the kind of thing that I'm surprised doesn't really already exist. When you first said Workshop Wonderland to me, I imagined like a Willy Wonka-style factory, but for woodworking.
Oh. Mm. So everything in here is made of wood.
Go for it, kids.
It's all real wood. Take this hammer and nail. Kids just hammering it into like a big wooden plant. Whoa!
That's a really good idea,
too. It's a river of wood chips.
Don't drink the wood chips.
Augustus, no! He's trapped in the pie, which is not a great business because there's not much you could, like, none of the Willy Wonka things really translate. It's not fun wood. It's not a fun
hammering
material.
Hammering nails is fun, though.
Yeah, every kid loves to hammer nails.
Or filing, just for a bit, so long as you don't have to keep doing it.
You used to steal my hammer all the time when I was trying to nail things because you wanted the hammer.
It's fun.
Even when you're in nappies, you drag the hammer away.
Me and Ryder loved hammers. Big hammer fans. But it is great to imagine like a Gene Wilder type giving kids a hammer and some nails. Go, be free, have fun.
Would they be all colourful?
Yeah, they could be painted, I guess, with a varnish or something. It's not the kind of thing that, like, would you go to a workshop wonderland? You know, and
I would, for sure.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. And would you have to get, like, a golden ticket?
That's weird.
What about the scary ride through that tunnel? What
well, that wasn't
be?
Even
hammer,
really...
hammer, saw, saw.
That wasn't even really candy related.
But no, that's just him.
You get the golden ticket at Bunnings when you buy nails.
Yeah, that's true. Rip like the pack in one off. Of these packets of nails.
This could be run through Bunnings. I've got it. You run home.
To your grandpa and take it.
Don't let anyone buy it.
Grandpa Joe being like, I've bought you a packet of nails, Charlie, for your birthday. Open it up. Oh, no golden ticket.
Not the gold. Wait, what's the song?
What are we doing with all these nails?
Golden ticket.
Because what I was kind of thinking as well is that, like, you remember wood tech in school?
Yeah.
That was a bit like a kind of amusement park in
well,
a
not
way.
Not really. Yeah.
Well, some people were actually doing wood tech in there.
But you got the drill things. Around. You got the hot...
glue stick?
No, what was the thing?
The burn thing.
Heats up at the end.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, the pyro stick.
Hey, when I have this memory, and I associate it with you, Mum. I don't know if Dad was there. Of us at, like, a festival, and I'm, like, maybe 6 or 7, and I have one of those hot... pens.
Yeah.
And there's another kid there with a hot pen. Now, I don't remember if he stabbed me in the hand
that
with a hot pen.
That was at...
Or if I stabbed him.
I remember that. It was... We were at a... It was like a concert, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's concerts there. It was with... The Belfrages, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember who. Did I stab the kid or did the kid stab me?
The kid stabbed you.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good.
What
I
concert
if I still have a
was it?
From that.
Wasn't like... It was just like a little festival and there
yeah,
was...
Yeah.
There was music playing.
I just remember a kid stabbing me in the hand with one of them, and I don't remember the context.
Do you know how good my memory is?
Yeah.
I remember 2 songs. First one was Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
The second one was Scar Tissue, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I remember Scar Tissue as well. For some reason, that might have been the first song we'd ever heard.
Because you've got a scar now from the pirate.
Scar Tissue. From that kid that fucking stabbed me.
Fucks and scabbed you.
Did you come and tell us?
I remember crying a lot because I was like 6 or 7. But again... Like, no other context.
Where was the festival? Can you remember, Rod?
Like, Northcote, maybe?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
There's like a big mural that's got like
a lot of indigenous stuff on it. Oh, it might have been the Indigenous Festival.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like on a big oval.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
I'm glad I've cleared that memory. Yeah,
that's where thanks. I got my love for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, really?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryder sang Scar Tissue.
When?
At primary school. And you should have won. You were robbed.
I didn't sing any Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What song
did you sing? Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no,
you did.
No, I didn't.
And that little girl won and she was not as good as you.
No, I didn't sing Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What did you sing?
I sang Guy Sebastian and Weird Al.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. 100%, Mum.
You sang Scar
No,
Tissue.
I didn't.
No, he didn't sing Scar Tissue.
Really?
No.
I thought he did because as he was singing, I was thinking, oh, this might not be appropriate for primary school.
But no, that was because I took Red Hot Chili Peppers to class to play and it was very sweary and the teacher told me off.
Oh, really?
It was like the end of the year, so we were allowed to bring like play music in class. And I was like, I'll bring my Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. Little eight-year-old me playing, you know.
Well, yeah, because I was telling somebody this story the other day about how we went to see Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we were in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, we're right up close. The fence was right there. And then there was like that little grassy bit in between us and the stage. And, you know, Ryder's had his little earphones in, his little earplugs in. And then the people behind said, if there's a crush, just go over the fence. And I was like, oh, fuck. What am I doing here in the mosh pit with my 8-year old son?
Imagine. Crushed.
But everyone thought.
That guard wouldn't let me sit on the barrier.
No, like but everyone around you thought you were so cute that they left a little kind of space around you and like, watch out for the kid.
That's the greatest thing in any concert crowd. I was at a hip-hop concert with Zoe and there was this woman of like maybe 60 who just loved it. But everyone was like, we protect the mom.
Yeah.
They were like these drunk guys just like moving around and everybody just like linked arms and made a barrier around her. She didn't even know, which is very, give us a thanks.
That's anyway, so nice.
Yes, sorry, Woodtech was, that was good. You have a little reminisce. Woodtech was fun because you had the drill, you could saw things.
Yeah, it's a lot
we
of
used
stuff.
To make, like the teacher we had, Oscar, he was awesome. Like if we'd finished enough work for the day, we could just do what we wanted, like make something cool. Make a bunch of swords.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah,
I
remember my machete.
Remember our Woodtech teacher would just make it for us and then tell us stories about his time in Africa.
Oh, was that Tij?
Yes, I think so. He was, what a loose man. He told us stories about how there was a group of pygmies. And that the other people there were like, that he was with, were like, we can get you the head of one. And he was like, yep. Because he didn't believe them.
Oh, no.
He didn't get brought the head of another human being, but that man was loose.
No. Wow.
What did you think of when Ryder said Workshop Wonderland?
Well, pretty conventional, but like every popper's got a little workshop out back.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
So
that's his Workshop Wonderland.
But What I'd like to do is like capture that and put it in a trailer and put them all together. So it's like Popper's Workshop Wonderland. So you can go and see all the guys that are working on like old tools and making things.
It's kind of nice if it's like, look, there's a lot of poppers in this neighborhood with sheds. So you kind of like how you might do a walking tour of historical sites.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they do Parade of Homes.
And then they can come out and give you a little spiel.
This is my shed and this is what I do.
I've been working for 20 years.
There's something to that, though, actually. Work. Because, like, you know, those
started
poppers
in 1942. It was a Wednesday.
But, like, if you think about a popper, like, making a, like, redoing a car, say.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm sure he wants the recognition of people to be like, that's great.
Yeah, so maybe what you do, it's a guided tour.
Yeah.
You go to their house and you go to their workshop and you look at the car that they're doing up. Or the beautiful dolls' houses that they're making in their woodwork, or the little weapons armory that they might be building, or whatever they've got, whatever they're up to. Whatever their hobby is, you go for an hour, 2 hours, you get on a little bus.
I think it'll be
there. Their wife brings out tea and scones.
Who's going?
Yeah.
Me,
other poppers.
I know Dad's just
me and you. We're booking it.
I'll have to be smiling at the wives. Oh, they're lovely, those biscuits. Oh, and they're very easy to make. You just get 2 eggs and then.
It's the kind of thing that would be, you think is going to be exciting, but then by the like fifth person who's making like, I'm growing carrots. You're like, why'd I go on this tour?
Dad wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind that.
It could be 10 people
it's like
carrots.
For guys my age. There'd be plenty of guys my age who'd be into this
tour.
Well,
it's a kind of tour by poppers for poppers.
Well, that's what I could advertise it. By poppers for poppers.
About pops.
Pop in the pops.
Pops Workshop Wonderland.
It's great if it's like a big double-decker bus as well.
Yeah, it is.
You know how you have like tourist ones where they're like, this building was established in 80. You're like, I don't know, James built his shed in 1964 and he's been
doing up his Austin Healy.
I think that's actually a pretty viable business.
Oh, I think so too.
I think people would go and do it.
A cracker.
Yeah.
To use a proper expression.
Yeah, they would. Like, you'd get out, you have a look, go back in. How many poppers per tour?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe no more. Not a big crowd.
Yeah.
Hello, poppers.
Poppers don't need that much attention.
Well, they get annoyed with a lot of people hanging.
Do you have a max?
Touch on their stuff.
Do you have a minimum age requirement? Like if I'm like 16, there's like
no.
You got to be over.
Poppers are not going to tolerate young.
They will, but they'll just tell you off.
Who's these young ruffians coming in to messing up everything?
Messing on my woodworking.
Yes, that's what's wrong.
Have a
with
bit of respect,
generation.
Son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over 40s.
Over 40. You got to be over 40.
Yep.
And there's no drinking.
Daggy as hell.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Professionally shorts and white socks.
It's a dress code.
And a checkered shirt.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I think there's definitely something to that business.
In fact, we might hand that out as a uniform that you've got to get into.
But like, it is weird to think that there's all those poppers out there making amazing things and fixing things, and but they don't get any recognition.
It's kind of like the men's shed.
Yeah, it's
the men's
shed
on tour.
You know?
Yeah, but we're not there to discuss depression.
No, you're not there to kind of provide a safe environment for men to express their feelings. It's just about
the stuff they make.
I've made this
birdhouse.
But that would be good.
Yes. Yeah, as an option. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
I think that's good and it's viable economically and it's just nice.
Yes, it's nice.
I think so far it's Riders has been at the top. Mine not so great.
What was yours?
Mine was barely a business. Mine was just imagine if Willy Wonka was around.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
What about you, Mum? What did you think of when Ryder said Winter Wonderland, Workshop Wonderland?
Well, mine
What's
is
Wonderland?
Like a...
Is that a thing?
Winter Wonderland's a thing people say about like a snowy place.
Ice.
Ice.
The drug?
No.
Not that ice. Ice just skate on normal ice.
It's just like, you know, you go Wonderland, in and Jack? It's all snowy and yeah, sparkly. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd call the north like where Santa lives a winter wonderland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like in Finland somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
With blokkoli.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that?
I don't know. That's the Finnish goat. Christmas.
Bit of racist.
Finnish goat or something like yeah. that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mine is so you walk up and it looks like a filthy old mechanics.
Sure.
And, you know, you walk in the door, there's like the counter, it's a bit grimy, some oil cans or whatever. But then when you go through the back door, or not the back door, but there's another door.
Yeah.
It's like an underground club.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And so, you know, those things that they put the car on and then they put the car up. So there are go-go dancers on them. And then there's like all, you know, the chains that hold the engine. So they're there and there are people kind of doing that kind of, you know, that spinning that they do with ropes and like stuff like that. There's like music
it's like a,
and disco balls. A trade-themed
club.
Yeah,
it's just kind of grungy.
That's cool. Great.
Yeah.
Especially the struggle there, though, is that you kind of want the reveal and you can kind of only have that once. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's exciting. Yeah, every time you go through. Yeah. The first time it's like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
But could that means the club has to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just have the reveal and go, ah, it's boring.
And you have to kind of have a password like Castrol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the kind of thing Shell. That the thing the car is on? What's that called, Dad?
Hoist.
The hoist.
Yeah.
The hoist goes up and there's stairs down to the club. Does it just look like a mechanic's from above or is it like the mechanic?
The front looks like the mechanic's office.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's usually a door that you go through to the workshop.
Mm.
And once you go through the door, it's a
That's great.
Underground club.
Yeah. I'm so for themed clubs and bars.
Yeah.
I was at a bar recently that was like story themed. So the whole top floor, middle floor looked kind of like Alice in Wonderland-y. So above the bar was a giant, like, toadstool. There were toadstools on the walls. All the cocktails were, like, themed after different. And then on the floor above that was, like, a forest. And one wall was meant to look like a library. It was actually really shit because they had music pumping the whole time. And the cocktails in the book or, like, the menu were, like, oh, this is the Polyjuice potion cocktail, and it comes with all the shots, and you make it yourself.
Mm.
But it wasn't like that. But they were like, this is the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory one. It comes wrapped in foil, and you might get a golden ticket. But it came with a marshmallow and no foil. It
was very disappointing.
So they just misled you the whole way.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they lied in the menu, but they did. But if it's like good, a themed cocktail bar or a themed club is mad. Yeah. I'm very into that.
And I was thinking of naming your cocktails with all kind of... So there could be the brake fluid.
Yes. The good oil.
The good oil, yeah. So they could the good be. Oil.
Yeah.
Unleaded.
Unleaded.
That would
premium.
Be like the non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic drinks. Yeah.
Maybe that's how you ask for it, non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, can I get a.
Unleaded brake fluid.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Would be fun.
What do we think is the most economically viable workshop Wonderland? What do we think is the closest to Ryder's original idea?
Probably Ryder's.
Probably mine.
Yeah.
Yes, I think Ryder's, but I think mine's the most economically viable because I just need a bus. The workshops and the poppers are there.
That's true. Mm. That's true.
What's got to do with this? What? What's economical?
Oh, just, you know, which one do we think would be the best business is what I mean.
Oh, well, mine.
Mine?
I think mine. I don't really think mine.
Mine would be the most fun.
Yeah,
yours would be the most fun.
But yours would cost a lot to set up.
Yes.
Dad's doesn't cost much, but won't make much.
Is yours even charging?
Well.
You got pensioners.
Gold coin donation.
Yeah.
Ryder's getting $5 per customer, but.
I'm not.
How much are you charging for people to come in?
I'm going to say.
This is to learn your skills.
No, if you want to teach a skill, you have to pay $20.
Okay. What about if I just want to come in and wander around?
Free.
Oh, really?
Because you pay for each.
Oh, you pay it each time for each skill.
You can't. The worst thing you can do is charge for entry and then charge for extras.
Yeah, oh, that's so you're charging. Right. I did not know that you were charging. You were paying money for every skill.
Yeah, yeah. It's $5 to listen to a thing.
I thought you might pay by the hour or the half hour.
No, because everyone is half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair. $5 is not too bad to learn. Would I pay $5 to learn a card trick, though?
No.
But I guess some people
but
might.
But there are other things you might.
Yeah, maybe you could have a scale depending on what the skill is, because some are quite complex skills.
Yeah, would you pay $5 to learn how to make the best waffles in the world?
Well, if they are the best waffles in the world. Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
But I probably wouldn't pay $5 to learn the trains.
I would.
You'd be paying for the instructor there.
Yeah. But I suppose, actually, it kind of comes down to the individual there, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you spent $15 and you came out with, you know, three skills, you know, two of them might be pretty useless to you, but you
one
had
will probably
fun,
be pretty good.
You know, but one out of the three might be handy.
Hey, might even help you with employment down the track.
Yes,
you never
that's right.
Know.
Could you put it on your CV? I've been
to the writer's workshop Wonderland and I learned how to build a birdhouse.
I see you've been on Centrelink for the past 25 years. But I went to the
workshop Wonderland.
Did you see that?
I went to the workshop Wonderland, not the Willy Wonka wood factory, the Papa Tour, or the mechanics club. No, I went to the one that is learning a skill.
What skills is what train spotting?
I spot a train. I learned how a motor of a speedboat works, and I can do this card trick. He's got a deck of cards. Let me show you.
Yeah, what kind of job can I get?
Well, hopefully one day we learn what the Workshop Wonderland actually was.
If we're going to be good, remember and bring it back to us.
Yeah,
it'd
look,
be interesting.
In the future,
I thought it was great at the time.
Yeah,
like I remember thinking, this is a killer.
The word has got great potential.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, the Workshop Wonderland. I'm intrigued. Mm. You know, but
yeah, great potential.
One day we'll find out what it was. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.